room.
A DNB line.
All right, then before we start, let's just give us a quick shout out to each of these guys. Just scream out when I say your name so people know you're here. John. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hi there, John. And how about Robert? Hi, Robert. Where are you from?
Local, Fairfax.
Beautiful. And Noah, you're holding that. You've got that junk all over. You know, it looks like placebo on your hand.
Oh, placenta.
Mike.
That stuff is beautiful.
Don't I always get those two mixed up?
Yeah, placebo. Well, you know, it's that time we had that test.
Yeah, I'm Noah.
I like them both on crackers.
You remember that time we were taking the pills to see if they'd lower blood pressure, and then at the end of the test they said, hey, you've been eating placenta. And there's Noah.
Okay, Noah, so you've got it dripping all over you. Where are you from, Noah?
I'm from Manassas Park.
Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Steven. Steven.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hi there, Steven.
How are you?
I'm fine. Where were you on 9/11?
You're safe.
I kid because you don't look like me. Thank you for coming down. JR, where are you from?
Herndon,
how about in the back? I don't see your name tag.
Andrew,
who is that, Mike?
Andrew,
what's happening?
Not much.
What persuaded you to come down today for this?
I just wanted to meet you guys. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I just want to come down and meet you guys. And I never had a chance to call in. I always get the busy signal, so yeah. Here I am.
That might be just as well, Andrew. All right.
Now, Mike, why don't you bond with your Red Sox guys?
Hey, James, how you doing?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Okay, how's that for bonding? All right, very good.
Now we got Matt, Big Matt. Hi, Matt.
How's it?
How's that? Matt, is that all you can come up with? How's that?
Yeah.
And then there was a lot of Matt Vice. There was a lot of this.
How's it? How's it, guys?
And who do we forget?
All right.
Behind
Edward.
You. Eddie. Hey,
hello,
Eddie.
Hello.
Okay, we've met Eddie.
And Robert wants to apologize to his wife, he said.
Why is that, Robert?
Because she really didn't want me to do this, and then the $1,000 kind of persuaded her.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, honey, I'm sorry.
And thanks to Bill for all
that was hard-felt.
That's good. You make us all feel good. You make us all feel good about being men. Guys?
Don, are you ready to give them a three count?
You bet. Now, what you got to do, and we're going to need somebody to verify that these hot balls are going into the underpants.
Come on over, Joe.
Joe, this is your contest, buddy.
Guys,
I'm you know, as far as I handed out the Nerf balls.
Thank you for that, Mike.
I'm over right now. It's
three,
right,
two, one,
go.
The hot Nerf balls that have been dipped in Joe's homemade hot sauce for Cinco de Mayo are now in the underpants.
Everybody got them in there?
Looks like they got it.
Every one of those, are they all touching skin?
Yeah.
JR, you're holding up your hands. Your hands starting to bother you a little bit from where you were hitting. You were holding it?
Oh, we're good.
You're good? Okay.
Yes, Noah, what can we do for you, Noah?
My hand is covered in this stuff. It's absolutely pleasant. I've already gotten some open cuts. Hold on. What?
I said I've already got some of this stuff and some open cuts on my hand.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Hey, that's nice. You came down with open cuts. Thank you very much.
Noah. All right.
Thanks, Noah.
Noah
came down with some open wounds today.
During your life, any time spent in any institution?
Can't say that I've been put in any institutions. Been beat around the head a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Okay. How'd you get the, what, Joe?
I'm just moving his mic.
Oh, I get you. How'd you get the cuts on your hand?
Oh, I move all sorts of heavy steel all day, so I get cuts all over my
arm. Question would be, and this is a valid question of the contest, for all you guys that were holding these in your hands, I see you're all kind of holding your hands. Do your hands hurt a little bit now from the hot sauce? Oh, dear. Oh, my. All right. Oh, boy, I hope this isn't a failure. Nobody's hand hurts from the hot sauce being on their hand.
It takes a few minutes.
Yeah. It takes a few minutes?
Hands are tougher than daisies.
Yes, this is true.
That's very true. Imagine if those body parts were changed, though. Mm-hmm. Imagine if where your hands were, you had those, and where those are, you had your hands.
I'd always be touching stuff.
It'd be better in restaurants, wouldn't it?
I say there would never be an itch that you couldn't take care of.
You could be just sitting there in a booth, and nobody would even know.
Yeah, I mean...
Excuse me, no, I don't want dessert yet. I'm having sex.
Everywhere it would be great.
Mm-hmm. All righty, so let's
go around the room and see. Edward, do you feel anything in your underpants, Eddie?
Nothing out of the usual. Yeah, nothing's coming out.
The usual burning.
Edward usually has burning.
How about you, Matt?
A pleasant, cool sensation.
Cool sensation.
All right, Red Sox fan James.
Feels great.
This is interesting.
Okay, RJ.
Oh, we're all good here. JR, I'm sorry, wow. Dyslexic. Andrew?
I'm lucky enough to be Irish. I don't have much to affect anyway, so I'm doing good.
Steven. Oops, Steven. Oh, the terrorist way, Steven. Right. How you doing, Barus?
Yeah, not too bad.
And
Barus Baraz.
Noah?
I'm having fun so far.
Good.
All right.
Robert?
Good.
You don't feel anything?
I think I could put myself in a deep fryer and I taste great.
Really?
Okay, John. Dude. So no one has any discomfort right now at all from having these in their underpants? I think what we're going to have to do during the break is probably figure out a way for these guys to mash themselves against, like, the wall. If we put them all outside as if they were in a lineup and they had to just stand and push themselves, understand, push their hips.
Yeah, and I think at the same time we might want to give them all a number and put it into a hat.
I don't think, Mike, I want you to have some faith in this.
I do.
Have some faith in this.
I expected the hands to burn, and I expected it just a little bit of a...
But see,
burning. Are you guys being tough, or is anybody feeling like really burning?
I feel a little tender. I got a little heat.
You got a little heat on the side. Okay, all right. It'll build up, too.
Joe, once again, tell us exactly what you put in this hot sauce that these guys have with the balls in their pants.
The main ingredient is habanero sauce. And habanero pepper, the same stuff that made Mike sneeze and Rob sneeze.
Yeah, and that was Joe.
I mean, it felt to me like pretty powerful stuff when I put it on my tongue.
Now, what we should do is just take these guys and put them in a room, let Beth Ann or Joe...
Monitor them?
Yeah, go watch them, Joe.
Okay.
Take them back to the green room.
You know, we could get them to hug and grind against each other.
Oh.
Homo.
Rob.
Homo. Homo.
I like to watch.
They should zip up.
You like to look.
We get hot women calling this show all the time, Rob.
He likes to look.
And you never get torqued up like that. Yeah.
Well, Mike, he likes to look.
Oh, dear me. Oh, my.
How about if we have him zip up before the break, or as I take him out for the break? So at least the pants are tight again.
That's a good idea.
Everybody zip up.
Zip up your pants.
How many segments have we ended that way?
Zip up your pants. What, Noah?
I've got pain.
You've got what?
Noah has pain.
Beautiful.
You have pain.
I have pain.
How much pain do you have, Noah?
Not much yet, but I can feel it coming.
It's the squeezing the legs part.
What about you, Robert?
Robert, you got pain?
Squeezing the legs.
See, now that they're moving around a little bit. Guys?
Yeah, have them walk down the hall. That's a great idea.
Hey, don't forget, also, look at that wet spot.
Man, oh, man.
JR, you got to buckle your belt buckle as well. Guys, you got to buckle your belt buckles.
All right.
And as a matter of fact, you know, why don't we just march them out front of the radio station?
Okay.
Anybody that wants to see these guys,
just have them stand on the sidewalk.
They'll just stand out.
Uh-huh. All right, guys.
Stand out on the street.
Well, I guess you're not going to Vegas.
So, guys, you got to go stand on the street for the commercial. We'll bring you back in.
You guys all buckled up?
Yeah.
All right, everybody, follow Joe. Get out
everybody
there.
Go out. Now, if you're within the sound of our voices in WJFK, you can see these guys outside.
And that, as soon as they get out of here, I'll tell you, this is going to work out beautifully. Then.
Yeah.
This is going to be perfect. Okay, see you later. Good luck.
Bye now.
Thanks so much.
Okay, what?
We're going to put them all out on the street.
Yes.
So in the event that the show's over and nobody has dropped out, we can just go home.
Yeah, lock the door.
And give away the trip to Las Vegas tomorrow.
See, the thing is, we've got still an hour left in the show.
That's right.
They're going to start dropping out. Mm-hmm. These balls were in that hot sauce. They are by their most sensitive areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Olé, 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 olé.
There you go.
Olé, olé, olé. I forgot you brought this record in. Because it's so hot, 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 everybody.
Because
Buster Poindexter is so great. Although he is good in that movie with Bill Murray.
This song for this date is perfect.
The cab driver, was that Scrooge?
Yeah, Scrooge. Right.
Yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've got a question for Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're here. What's up?
Why aren't there any women doing this?
Because women through. Because women don't have balls in there.
Well, they certainly have a sensitive area, and this is really getting disturbing because it's kind of gay.
Yeah, well, it is kind of gay, but you know, we've done lots of kind of gay contests, and you know, I'm very comfortable with it.
As am I. It's not gay at all. As a matter of fact, hopefully, when we come back, at least seven of these guys will have their crotches burning so badly.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, it's not gay. It's more like a fraternity prank. And then I realized that all fraternity pranks are gay.
Homo. Well, Don asking them to grind up against the wall.
That was Rob.
That was me.
No, I did ask them to push up against the wall. Rob said they could grind against each other.
That's right.
And I don't think any of us gets any great pleasure in watching women in pain.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
None at all.
Look at them. They're all out front right now. Can you see them out the window?
Yeah, a couple of them having smokes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It could be a fire.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm a chef, and I just want to let these guys know that it may take a little while for this stuff to kick in. But
well, we've got over an hour left of the show.
Well, it's going to burn for about a day and a half.
Well, unfortunately, I hope we have a winner by the end of today's show.
No pain,
well,
no gain.
They're going to be hurting.
$1,000 buys a lot of sand.
Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Deep knee bends.
Okay, there's a guy now.
A good idea.
Everybody will call you a homo.
That is a good
homo.
Deep. Yeah, that's great. Joe, have him do deep knee bends. Please.
I gave Joe my cell phone. Do you want to talk to Joe?
No.
No.
I want to talk to him, bro. Crazy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, hey, next year, these guys seem to have some pretty tough backs. You might want to get a stationary bike or, like, one of those Toronto electric bulls.
Don't rub it in, sir.
Electric bull.
Okay.
All right, you know what? I got faith, like, in that chef guy.
Yeah.
I think if we give this some time.
Hey, right. that guy would know. That guy would absolutely
and
know.
And this contest will be over by the end of our show today.
I'm observing posture right now. They might be talking a good game.
Yeah,
I'm observing posture.
Yeah.
Look at the guy in the blue shirt. He was doing this a minute ago. Just kind of going.
Whenever we take our next break, they'll be hurting. By the time we get back from that break. By the way, hospitals do this a lot. They ask patients to rate their pain or rank their pain on a scale of 1 to 10. So you may want to ask them what their pain is.
What their life pain
right.
is.
Right.
Contest, because the first time you made them move,
right.
And I heard three people go, oh.
Okay, well, is he on his own cell or yourself?
He's on my cell.
All right, hold on a second. wait, I'm looking at Edward now. Edward's looking. They're all trying to look cool. This is what's making me laugh.
I think they're going to have to, like, jog in place.
Oh, yeah.
We'll call Joe real fast. And then we got to hit the break. I'm calling your cell, right?
I think you misdialed.
You think so?
Let's see who we get.
Joe's holding up the phone. Meanwhile, I've dialed somebody's number. Well, you know what? Hey, Mike, where's your cell phone?
It's in my car.
You're going to get a missed call from me.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. I called your cell phone by accident. Here he is. Hi, Joe.
Hey, look at the guy. Don, look at JR. Look at him. There's a guy that he's not talking to anybody.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Joe, you're out front of the station with these guys. We can tell that they are looking uncomfortable. Well, we want you to have...
I can't hear you.
Make them run in place. Look at him. Look at that moron.
Which one?
Joe.
Oh.
Hello?
He was just looking at the telephone.